Our Heavenly Father, we come to you today with many thanks for all the wonderful blessings. We know that you're in charge, but we need your help and your explanations, and sometimes we need a lot of help. Mm-hmm. Be with us in this book study. We get a lot out of it. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you. You know, I went online, and she has all kinds of podcasts or YouTubes, whatever you want to call them.
She does?
Yes.
Cool.
And she was talking about going and speaking. I don't remember Joel Osteen's father's name, but she was invited when she was quite young to preach in his church, and 5,000 people back then. That's pretty amazing. I don't know anything about his father, do you?
I liked him.
John Olson's one. I heard that time when he was talking about these signs shall follow those who believe. He's the one. I said it. That's nothing in there about what they have. When you're praying for somebody, they have nothing to do with what they believe.
That's right.
You know what you believe. You're praying for somebody. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, we have one person that hasn't been here before. This book is very easy to read, and it's easier the second and third time. It goes fast. And, you know, the nice thing I think about this book is that you kind of you get an understanding if you keep reading it. You know, some things in the Bible I can read 10 times and I still don't get it. The Unseen Realm book. There's some of that I just don't get. He's so beyond. But this lady is really pretty down to earth. Mm-hmm. But she, in 5 through 7, I don't know about you all, but there's a lot of stuff that she talked about that I had never thought of. You know, so she really has done a lot of good research. But, and God talks to her, and that makes it very personal. So, but we're reviewing chapter 5 today because I missed the point on it last time. I mean, I knew about the gap theory, but I didn't know about all the nuances of it. So, and as I listened to Chuck Missler, and The Fall of Satan, I think, was the title of his. But a lot of his YouTubes, you have to subscribe now and pay to his.
Yes.
Have you noticed that?
Yes.
It wasn't always like that, was it?
Since he died.
Yes. So that's his, whatever you call his corporation, his
coined in the end.
Yeah, but I mean, it's the people behind it making, trying to keep it going.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe.
So, but he's, if you want to listen to him on the gap theory, he's very, very good on it. And he says straight out that it's a theory,
mm-hmm.
you know, and but it does. It makes so much sense. How do you all feel? Linda and I were texting back and forth, and I said it would have been nice to have learned about this in high school.
Maybe you should.
It makes more sense to me when they put it in Hebrew. Because when they put it in Hebrew, when they put it in the Hebrew,
mm-hmm.
where when you just read it, it says, "And the earth was void." But in the Hebrew it says, and the earth became. So when it became, it was something before.
Right.
That.
And
so
then
when
Jeremiah,
you add that in there, it makes it a whole different way.
Uh-huh.
And then you follow what Jeremiah said, that he saw the earth with cities and monuments before. Now, why is that in there if it's not true?
Well, and don't you wonder who was living in those cities?
Well, sure, they were the fallen angels. Of course, that's where Satan fell.
Do the fallen angels need cities? I mean, I don't know. I've never thought about it.
I'm sure when they lived in heaven, I mean, they have cities and dwellings. They dwell places.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't know all that, but I truly believe that was the inhabitation of the fallen angels. When Satan fell, he fell to earth. We know that. Jesus said, I saw him fall like lightning to earth. Well, if it happens when we think it did,
mm-hmm.
this makes perfect sense. Then nothing else makes sense except the gap theory. And I was slow coming to that party.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But now that I'm there, I can't see it any other way. Mm-hmm. And it's just my opinion. Don't believe what I say. Search it. You're right. That he came. And God does not create anything void. He doesn't.
No, he doesn't. Perfection.
Perfection. Perfection. So, why was it void?
Well, I liked how he put Satan falling was what destroyed everything and put it to this
makes
chaos
sense.
And everything else.
It makes sense. Plus, there's part of me as a scientist, not that I'm a scientist, I taught fifth grade science, but it's hard to explain when a true scientist brings you something that's 5 million years old and you said, no, there's 6,000 years. You look like a fool.
Mm-hmm.
Because truth of it is, you can't explain the dinosaurs any other way. You can't explain the fossil record any other way, unless there was something before. And if there was, then how does that fit in with the Bible? Because the Bible's true, too. The Bible's perfectly true. I think it's like Travis said. We have gotten the English translation, and we've missed some things.
Mm-hmm. So, is it your understanding that the dinosaurs were inhabiting the earth when the fallen angels were?
Yes. And
right?
Yes. And what was happening with Adam were creatures that we probably don't have now, but they weren't vicious. When God created the animals, they were not vicious.
No.
Now, I do think there was some tweaking in the Genesis 6 thing. So, we may have brought back some of those, and that's a whole other story.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I think so. And when you find the huge dinosaur bones, you look like an absolute fool if you say, no, there was no such thing.
They found them in Kansas, haven't they?
Bible scholars need to be careful what you refute and what you affirm.
Mm-hmm.
Because people ask me, do you believe in old earth and new earth? I say, yes. They look at you like cross-eyed.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I believe there was an old earth. But yes, I believe God created new again.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well, there's a difference between evolution and creation.
Absolutely.
And to an extent where they join, but if you look at the science side, yes, that's totally out. But yeah, just because the Bible says there's 7 days that everything happened, we don't know the time frame.
We don't know how many a day. I mean, some people think it was 1,000 years.
Yeah.
Or if you're a literalist and think it's a day, it doesn't matter about that.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't stand your ground on what you truly believe this Bible says unless you factor in the pre-Adamic race.
Mm-hmm.
The best explanation, and she talks about the Scofield Bible. I carried an old Scofield Bible for 30 years. He's got the best explanation of it of anybody, as does Dakes. And people can argue with you, and they do. I can't put it in place any other way.
Well, I think, I mean, personally, I wouldn't put myself in a position to argue with anybody about any of this because I don't know enough.
Well, no one does.
Yeah, so you wonder how much they have even researched it and studied it.
What's the alternative view? That really didn't happen? There really weren't dinosaurs? The earth really is not that old? Okay. What are those bones they found out in Hays, Kansas?
Mm-hmm.
They've now got in a museum that look real, and they're huge.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is, really, what difference does it make whether or not, if you believe in God, just because
absolutely
it means nothing?
Absolutely. But I think the Bible does tell us the truth.
Yes.
I think it's there.
Mm-hmm.
And we've believed the lie about so many things that was easy to swallow. New earth is all we have. Don't go any further.
Mm-hmm.
I believe in new earth. I believe in old earth.
Jeremiah saw them both.
I'm thinking when you start reading Isaiah, he did too. And I think as Moses dictated Genesis down, I think he got it too. Those are three pretty good sources.
Well, and if it's the inspired word of God, it would. God has no reason to keep
it
hidden.
Let it speak for itself.
Yeah.
Study it yourself and let it speak for itself because it will.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's for sure.
I think though that for those that know Hebrew and Greek, if you go back to those manuscripts, I I think there's many works. Like, there's a book out, and I heard this guy interviewed. And the name of the book is The Mysteries of the Messiah. And he speaks.
Oh,
he learned all of that Hebrew Greek fluently. And he said, like, for instance, he said, the scripture that says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. He said that word things means seasons. I can do all seasons through Christ.
Oh.
So, I mean, he talks about
the
word. One word can change, you know.
The whole thing.
I
mean,
like what Travis
said.
Yeah,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. When you look at it like that, there's...
And we've got better tools than we've ever had. If
mm-hmm.
you guys are using the Blue Letter Bible online, you just highlight a word and it'll take you to Strong's. I have to admit that I put away my big Strong's because it's easier on my computer.
Mm-hmm.
And I can look up anything in Greek and Hebrew. So if you're not using the Blue Letter Bible, it's wonderful.
That's, yeah. All right. She, and I guess I had, I need to keep track of statistics sometimes because I don't know them. Like, she said the Earth is probably 4 billion years old and that Adam is only 6,000 years old. So there's a huge discrepancy.
Yeah.
So it's, Adam was not the beginning.
No.
That's for sure. And like you said, there's too much evidence that shows that he wasn't.
I think the Bible tells us that.
Mm-hmm. And I hadn't thought about the angels, the angels that stayed with God watching all this.
Mm-hmm.
I had never thought of that, but of course they did.
Sure.
Because they had an interest in it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was their
choice.
Yeah, they did. And you wonder, is it like the Democrats and Republicans? I mean, because David and I were talking about this, you know, you have the, where are the Democrats headed as far as with their agendas and so on? I mean, some of it to us makes no sense. But it's not a road that I would want to travel. When you start talking about, you know, withholding care of babies when they survive abortions and late-term abortions and all this transgenderism, it's crazy. And Satan's behind it all.
Everything.
Everything. That's right. And as Debbie said, I liked it where she said on page 28 in the middle of the page, God did not create Earth a formless, confused, empty, chaotic mess. Such a creation would not meet the biblical criteria for God's work.
No.
And then she gives a couple of references, Deuteronomy and Psalm. And... You know, it's like I know my parents used to say, you know, God doesn't make mistakes. He just doesn't. Everything that he makes is perfect.
How else do people explain the discrepancies? There isn't any other explanation.
Mm-mm. No.
I think a lot of those people just ignore God in those, I mean, basically they just don't put it into the theories.
You're probably right about that.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I think
turn science into a god.
They
are into their...
True.
Right. So it doesn't matter. You can put God aside. You can replace him with this. And then you can find a reason to make it work. And then change it if it doesn't work.
Yeah, tweak it. On demand.
That's true. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I was also thinking when I was reading this, you know, if you don't have God in your life, you can kind of just do whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
But you think about it. Well, do I want to get drunk tonight? Do I want to get high? Or do I want to go to a whorehouse? Or what do I want to do, you know? I mean, seriously. But if you have God in your life, those kinds of things don't even come up. Well, I was trying to think of all the depraved things you could do, you know? And that just came to the top of the list because you see these people doing weird stuff, you guys. You see them having little kids dancing half nude for men for dollar bills.
Yeah.
Like that movie that, you know, should have been banned. And people stood up for that.
Mm-hmm. It's, our bar is so low right now.
Oh, well, Biden Jr. supposedly has got a bunch of pedophile stuff.
Mm-hmm. I think we will never know all the pedophiles that are in... Well, Washington, D.C. was supposed to have the... Did you guys read that? That had the most tunnels underneath it of any.
Yes.
And, you know, I'm starting...
Next to Rome.
Well, yeah, that's a whole nother story, isn't it? That's... And the Bible's pretty clear on what happens when you...
Harm a child.
Harm a child, that's for sure. That's crazy.
I was reading the book and it was talking about those three different... There's the God influence, the demonic influence,
mm-hmm.
and then the human or the man influence. But the man influence is driven by either the God influence
mm-hmm.
or the demonic influence. Well, I was talking about government. I was talking about
That's true.
Leadership
mm-hmm.
in places like that. And I was listening to, I told Mom I was listening to Jack the other morning. And he was talking about, he had been at D.C., the Capitol, and he was talking about that there are some godly representatives and senators and stuff,
yeah.
and
mm-hmm.
that have their Bibles are wore out from, and I thought about it, from turning page, from trying to do, and to try to stop the
uh-huh.
other side from passing bills
mm-hmm.
that are going to hurt children and endanger children. He said when they were down to pray, when they walked out of that room, he said you could hear them hissing from the other side. And then he said he was invited to New York to speak in some place, and he said that's the only. He said, when I got done speaking, he said the whole city, he said, I could not get to the plane and get gone fast enough because of the demonic activity in the whole city, because of the noises and the hissing that they were making.
Yeah.
Well, Trump's did bring somebody in. Didn't I hear him say that they did bring somebody in to pray?
Yes.
Out the White House.
Yeah, before she would even move
yes.
in.
Yes. So, I mean, for him... As a young Christian, I mean, to even be aware of
That's true.
The fact
mm-hmm.
that you needed, that needed to be done, and the awareness.
Who was, he was listening to.
Right.
The Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
That's
one.
True.
As a young Christian, that was telling him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you don't talk about having knowledge or beyond what he really.
Oh,
you know.
He wouldn't even, yeah.
I mean, because there are people who have been Christians for years
wouldn't
that don't even believe it.
That's
or
right.
you know, or whatever. So for him to,
started,
I mean,
she might have been more Christian side to bring him to it.
True, Melania, I think is deeper than we've ever given her credit.
Oh,
so
true.
Mm-hmm. She's a smart lady.
Mm-hmm.
She really is. Well, it's like Billy Brim praying over her son's cars whenever they left. You know, it's. It's the same idea because you don't know what can happen between here and wherever they're going or who might have been in that car before you bought it or whatever.
The thing that the church has been so remiss in doing, and they've been remiss in a lot of areas, is not teaching us about the blood.
Mm-hmm.
I had one pastor tell me, well, I don't want to talk about that. That scares little children. No, that saves little children.
Mm-hmm.
You tell them someone comes after you. You say, in the blood of Jesus, you will not touch me.
Mm-hmm.
You will not come near me. And I said, it saves them. We've lost one of our tools. Our biggest influence is the blood of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of our greatest weapons. And we haven't been teaching our army. We sent them out without bullets in their guns.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty angry about that because this is real simple.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus did it all.
Yes, he did.
That was not simple. But what we got given as a gift was free.
Mm-hmm.
And we just aren't armed.
No, we aren't. Well, and you bring up our soldiers. I mean, they're trying to clean house in the military and get rid of all the Christians.
Mm-hmm.
It's, and I mean, you've got a few people fighting it, but
I don't know.
There, whoever is that, Biden appointed somebody. Yeah, but they appointed somebody to a key position in the. He's not military himself, but he's supposed to be weeding out all the conservative people, especially the officers, because if you can you know, get the officers out of there that believe in mm-hmm. Christ, then you can feed the 18 and 19 year olds whatever you want. Mm-hmm. And they're going to swallow it, probably, depending upon the home they came from.
Sounds like Hitler.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's exactly like that.
For the last, I don't know how far you want to go back, but especially the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm. I read Bonhoeffer.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And it sounded, all the stuff a few years before Hitler took over sounded just exactly like what the Democrats did under Biden. Mm-hmm. It does.
It's scary. It's scary that it can fall that fast, a country.
But it hasn't been fast. This has been in from
it just looks like it.
We've been being infiltrated since Madeline Murray O'Hare took prayer out of school, and the Christian mm-hmm. church and the Christian people stood by silent
and said
with
nothing.
Their hands behind their back and said, "We can't get involved in politics." And hell came in our schools, and God left. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You kick God out, he will go.
And I think it's just to the front.
Yes, it is.
Everything else has put it right in our face.
Yes.
Well, and once COVID, everybody was locked up, and you had to, I think they actually started paying a little bit attention, was slowed everybody down just a little bit.
And you can see the little weeding in of everything. It's just like with the, if you go from gays, people are more accepting of the gays because they pushed the transgenders. So it's like, well, okay, we'll give here then.
Yeah.
And here, and then we'll give here then. But now that everything's out there and that a lot of us are awake, we're seeing a lot more. There's still people that still don't think anything's going on.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting the news.
That's
news
true.
Media that are giving them just what they want them to hear.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
So if, let's say if we were awake 5 years ago, we'd probably still be thinking the same thing, but just not to this degree.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand. CNN, I think it's CNN, viewership is down 43%.
Mm-hmm.
How can they even stay on the air?
They're funded by the state.
They have to. And somebody just comes up with it? I mean,
you're talking
trillions of dollars.
Of this earth
mm.
has
unlimited funds.
He rules this earth. Don't be deceived. That's who's funding this. We've got big pockets.
Well, it's a steep uphill climb for conservatives. It really is.
Always has been.
Mm-hmm.
It's a steep walk up that Calvary's road too,
mm-hmm.
and the devil thought he won, and the same thing's going to happen here because Jesus is coming back to get his church.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's game on, and then it's over. We all know this story.
Mm-hmm.
Setting up for the big ta-da.
Yeah, that's true. Tammy, you love to read. On page 28, would you read Isaiah 45:18 for us?
It's the second here. Wait, let me find it. Here, I can show you. Yeah, I can show you. Love you.
28.
Oh, there we go. I know, it's
got
smaller print.
You want my glasses?
Isaiah 45:18. For thus saith the Lord that created the heavens, God himself that formed the earth and made it. He hath established it. He created it not in vain for he formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord, and there is none else.
And Chuck Missler, she probably says too that word tobo means formless.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Name.
So.
Tobu or something.
And then she talks about, on page 29, she comes out and says that Adam was about 6,000 years ago and Earth is much older, and that fall, it could have actually been billions of years.
Oh, could have been.
We don't know.
Eons.
Yeah. And that's where, I mean, I can't.
There are Christian scientists, and it's really hard to prove this, but it makes, again, it's one of those that makes sense, that believe that when Satan fell, the earth cracked. There was such an explosion of even the earth, that when he hit the earth, it split into the continents, and the salt water came up from the center. That before that, if we look at Eden, would have been fresh water flowing, which is what the millennial period is going back to. Mm-hmm. We know that. So could it be, ? That as Satan's was such an explosive fall, that it literally cracked the earth and brought up the salt water and made the oceans and the continents? Don't know. It would make sense that before that, probably one big landmass and probably this biosphere that was just tropical, and like we're thinking the millennial period will be with fresh water flowing. They think the massive chaos that happened also changed the earth. That's why Paul talks about the earth groaning, moaning. It's a living being, not a person, but it's a living entity. And the earth wants to be back to what it was too. And that would make sense.
Well, yeah, the earth is suffering.
It's suffering.
It really is.
It's groaning.
Yeah, that's for sure.
So it's possible that's where the oceans, and the Jews do hate the oceans. They hate them.
Do you know where that comes from?
I think it may come from the sense that their inner sense knows where they came from. And wouldn't that make logical thinking if they knew that that's what caused them?
Yeah. Something I hadn't thought about was on page 30, 1 John 1, 1:5 at the bottom of the page. I guess I didn't have a sense of how black it was after the fall. I mean, and it says light was removed. God removed earth's light, but it was the light of God. And I hadn't thought of that. So that was great.
And then compare that with the millennial period.
We don't need
anything but him. See, it is just the polar opposite.
Yeah. And that actually goes, we can talk about that now. In chapter 6, I think, she talks about how, you know, Adam, well, all the angels had free will. And I didn't think about that either. You think about it as human beings. But the angels did as well. And I didn't think about God not being able to hug Adam. Because...
Well, after he fell. He would have burned him up.
But yeah, that's... And you've told us, you know, you've made reference to the fact that God is like radioactive.
All-consuming fire.
Yes. So, I just hadn't thought of it.
It's like when Moses, with the tap, that's why God put him in the cliff of the and protected him.
And he still had to have something over his face after that.
Yeah. But now think about this. The rock is always Jesus in the Bible. What if he put him in Jesus' arms as he walked by? Really the cleft of the rock was that Moses was covered by Jesus as God walked by.
That's.
And the same thing happens in Sodom and Gomorrah when they're let out because of the fire and the brimstone, and the angels tell them, go to the rock. What if, because I'm a literalist, they ran into the arms of Jesus where he protected them, but she did not. She chose not to run to Jesus and she was destroyed. I think there's so much more to that rock thing than we've ever thought of either. Just saying.
Since you brought that up, I guess I don't understand. Is something lost in the translation that she's made into a pillar of salt? Why would she be made into a pillar of salt? Does anybody know? I was thinking about that this week.
I think there's a lot of deepness with that. It goes back to salt water. Oceans being always considered evil by the Jews. So you have to take it to
a Jew.
to its farthest extent.
Uh-huh.
It would be far worse to be made into that than into a granite stone. It was God saying, you don't go to the rock, you will become what you fear.
Hmm.
Of the devil, of salt, of the ocean, of evil. And I think it's way even deeper than that. Does that make some sense?
Yeah, it does kind of.
It's, remember, it's a Jewish book.
Mm-hmm.
Every word is written knowing a Jewish audience would read it, and every word would be understood by them. We're suffering a little because we like the ocean. I mean, we like to go deep sea fishing, and people like to surf. I mean, we don't get that. Jews get it. Make her into salt is the worst thing that he could have done.
And it would make the land unusable around her.
Unusable, yes.
Wasteland. Barren.
Wasteland.
Hmm. Yeah, that makes sense. So, but I thought that God is light. I thought that was really interesting. I mean, I can't even imagine the darkness.
Mm-hmm.
And that one of the things Chuck Missler said in that YouTube that I watched was that one of the words that is used in the Hebrew is like God brooded over the mm-hmm. over the water. And he just like, he said, like a hen would with her chicks. Because it was his creation. And he wanted it to be good. And he was sad. He was very sad. So, and then on page 31, right before it says the fall of Lucifer, John Lake said, the presence of God is as destructive as evil as it is a creative of good.
Mm.
I thought, Satan doesn't want to be around God. So, let's see. And she talks about, you know, the fall is associated with Lucifer. And did any of you think about the throne of Lucifer? Did you know he had a throne? I didn't know that. So do all the angels have a throne?
I think so.
That's a lot of thrones.
Well, it was his kingdom.
Yeah.
He was kicked out.
Right.
He came here and set up his kingdom here. So if you're a king on a kingdom, you're going to have a throne probably.
Yeah.
We are all going to have thrones. Did you know that?
We're the kings and priests.
Priests and kings.
Mm-hmm. Those thrones don't look all that comfortable when you see pictures of them, do they? I want a recliner. Of course, our bodies won't be all broken up then either, will they? That'll be a good thing. That will be awesome. So, you see those like hair and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, and they look like they're made out of rock, and then they have these carved animals on each side, and then these. I don't know. There's weird stuff there. Really weird. So, but I thought she did a really good job of making her case. I really did.
I totally agree with you.
And the very last thing she says in that chapter is, I believe Lucifer's rebellion so angered God that he removed himself from the environment of Earth, sending it into a chaotic wasteland covered with dark waters.
Mm-hmm.
And
I think we would be that now had it not been for the cross.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's why it said, you know, when he kicked him out and then fell, he was so done with it.
Mm-hmm.
That's why if you talk about the gap, that's why, he blocked it out. I mean, but because you had mentioned that he created it,
mm-hmm.
he wasn't going to destroy it completely.
Right.
He was just done with it for that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why then he's going to try again. So,
mm-hmm.
And so that's why when the cross came, though, and that shields us directly from God's anger.
It changed everything.
Because it has to come through Jesus.
Right.
And yet God knew everything from the beginning.
He did.
And he still got. And you're right. He was, he was
you know, when it talks
in
about,
a rage.
Talks about Lucifer being an archangel. I mean, he was, probably God probably thought that was one of his best.
Beautiful.
Best creations ever. You know, and then he turned his back on me because of the free will. I made him, and he was all this, and then he chose to try to be me. She chose to try to be more than that.
Mm-hmm. And you listen to Michael Heiser, he's got the best explanation I've ever heard, and he said this. God made two distinct types of entities. He made the angelic beings, which we call the unseen realm, and then he made humans. And in both cases, he created them. In both cases, he wanted them to be close to him as a family. God wants a family. Mm-hmm. God loves the angelic beings. They were his first creation. But a family can't be a unit unless they choose to stay. Mm-hmm. He didn't make them robots. He wanted them to choose him because he is so jealous. He wants his family to love him. And, of course, some of them didn't. And the same, though, he tried with the humans a little bit different to make us in his image. And the angels watched this and were, you know, curious. Why are, God wants more of a family. He wants us to be his family. And when I understood that part of it, it makes sense to me that when he created us, we have to have a free choice. We have to choose him or it doesn't work for God. Mm-hmm. God has no trouble making an AI. You know, snap of a finger, twinkle of an eye, and he'd have an AI that would love him and serve him and blah, blah, blah. That's not his family. A family chooses him. Mm-hmm. That's why when Jesus came, we had to choose him because that completes the family. Mm-hmm. And when Michael Heiser explained it like that, I finally get it. The angels had that same choice. Although they're different beings, they don't look like us. They're still created by God. He still loves them. Mm-hmm. But some didn't choose him. Some humans don't choose him.
And that's why I think the initial authority line was God and the archangels and the angels.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then they broke his heart.
Yes.
And they failed him.
Yes.
So then when he created man, that's why we moved up. But
yes.
Under God.
Under
over
God.
The archangels and the angels.
Yes.
Because they already failed mm-hmm. once.
And he had a chance.
You a shot at it.
He had a chance. And then his son completed the story.
So do you think, you know, I was just thinking about why would any of the angels follow Lucifer? Because, I mean, but pride, yes. But isn't that just like what's happening in America and parts of the world?
Yes.
Why would anybody choose socialism? Anybody with the...
They probably told them, come with me, I'm going to be the big dog.
Yeah, that's right.
And they believe that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to get a check in the mail.
The Masons have believed that for centuries. That the god of this world is Lucifer, mm-hmm. and he's the good guy. Masons tell their people, this father god in the sky kills people. He hates you. Lucifer loves you. He's going to rule the earth, and you're going to be kings with him. It's all a lie. Mm-hmm. He's a father of lies. Mm-hmm. You know,
God kills all these people in the Bible.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking about the gap theory. What better way, Satan knowing the truth,
mm-hmm.
let's say, Satan knows the truth, and then he uses it to his advantage because people, you know, like you have like science that says one thing, and that doesn't bring people to Christ because it's like, oh, if evolution, let's say, is true,
mm-hmm.
the Bible can't be true. So he could use that to, I mean, obviously, he has used it to his advantage.
Yes.
To deceive.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you're missing something.
Yeah.
Clarity or
a lot.
Translation.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the devil has a blueprint for God's plan.
Oh, sure.
He really does. So a lot of it is not a surprise to him. And he can prepare.
Mm-hmm.
Which is... I mean, it was very kind of God to leave us the Bible. But he didn't have to. Because it informed Satan, too. So, but I got a lot out of chapter 5. I thought it was really good.
Well, to jump a little bit, as you said, there was a blueprint. But on the same note, it wasn't in chapter 6 that they're talking about how in his glory, it's hidden. The mysteries are hidden in there, so the plan is actually hidden in God.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where Satan doesn't have all of it.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got a little bit of it, but he doesn't know the whole story, which God kind of gives to us if we ask, and he gives
through
us a little
word,
bit.
Yeah.
Through his
word, yeah. Well, and Satan's kind of writing part of it, too.
Yeah.
You know, because we don't know about Eve's first children, if they were twins. We don't know for sure.
No.
You know, because the Bible's not specific on that. But we'll find out. But, you know, there's a reason that one brother killed another. Because that's not very normal.
Mm-hmm. Unless he's a different
right.
father.
Yes. With a different agenda.
Yeah.
So. And chapter 6, you know, again, it makes sense when she talks about the circle of glory. And I had not read that or heard that anyplace before. There's that wasp. But, and I didn't really get the significance about the fact that the sun and moon were actually the light of Christ, light of God. That, you know, he didn't have to form them, so to speak. And he was just returning his light to the earth. Are you going to get it, Linda? You've got a lot of folds there for it to hide. And she also talks about the seed was already in the earth when he formed the world again, when he restructured it. I hadn't thought about that. Had you guys? Mm-hmm. But that kind of makes sense. But it was watery. But, I mean, back then the seeds could have been different than they are now, obviously.
Right.
So.
Well, if you burn stuff grows.
And sometimes it grows better. You know? I mean, that's why they burn the pastures.
True.
So. But if you think of all that dark water on top of the earth, you wonder how anything could, but obviously there was seeded there because it says so. Mm-hmm. But I thought that was good. And then in the middle of that page on 36, where it has the italics, let us make man in our image after our likeness and let them have dominion. The them. Because he created Adam. That's not plural. And he's talking about men. Mm-hmm. I guess
we're gonna get into the gist.
You're gonna explain all that to us. Okay. I thought of that as I was going through this.
It's gonna blow your mind because the day six people were not Adam and Eve.
Yeah, right.
Adam and Eve are not mentioned until chapter 2 in Genesis.
Mm-hmm.
People are created in Genesis 1.
And that's them.
That's them.
That's them. Okay. Well, I told you I was excited about Genesis, didn't I?
I've been working on it today. It's crazy good.
Yeah. That's good. It is.
It's the where it says the us and our likeness.
Uh-huh.
God's counsel.
Yes. That's the unseen realm.
That's the council
of
Saint Job.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That's them. We don't know how many there are. I suspect millions. Because he created a big family. That was his family in heaven. The ones that stayed true to him.
Mm-hmm.
Once you get that picture, it makes total sense.
Mm-hmm.
And he would walk and talk with them. He would have them for counsel. Not that he needed them. He just loved
them. He had them go and come.
Yeah, I had them go and kind of
check stuff to see how they report back, basically.
Yeah. And he loved that. He loves fellowship with his creation. That's what we've never understood.
Yeah, you have some churches that just teach the wrath and the damnation.
Yeah.
And then you have the others that it's all feel good. So, you know.
Most of them is that he's this aloof Santa Claus in the sky,
mm-hmm,
that you can call on once in a while, but don't mess with him, and certainly don't include him in your daily life, and don't talk to him while you're taking a bath, and don't sing to him, and don't whisper to him, and don't play with him when you're out playing ball, because don't include him in anything, because he's way too big for that. the truth that he wants that. He wants us to be his family. And that means when you're doing your nails, when you're yelling at your kids, get him involved because he'll change you. He'll make it all better. And he will be so pleased to be invited.
And isn't it interesting that that's what America's trying to destroy?
Yes.
Is the family.
Yes.
And that's the basic unit.
And I think that's the root of Satan's irk, is that he's not in that family anymore. He got kicked out of the family. And so he wants no family to succeed.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Well, it's interesting, too, that it was so important to God that we all have a free will, and it's so important to Satan that you have no will.
Boy, that's a good one.
That's right. Do whatever you want.
Whatever he wants.
Well, yeah, because that's what guides you.
Yeah.
Under the guise.
He wants to make every, control every thought you have.
Boy, wouldn't you hate to think about what that brain would look like? I mean, really,
black.
If you had no God,
black.
It would be
we're
awful.
Starting to get, we're getting a, an early look at it. And people are giving up more and more and more thinking for themselves.
But I think we are seeing more people come back to Christ. Don't you think? Do you think it's all doom and gloom? I think there's a lot of doom and gloom, don't get me wrong. But I do think that there are people that are waking up and going back to what they were taught.
The trouble is they weren't taught. What church do you know in the last 50 years has taught this? Has taught anything that is meat and potatoes rather than the milk? I mean, I get it that salvation is important. No one knows that better than me, because I would certainly be going to hell. But once you get saved, there's a lot of growing that needs to happen, and it does not happen from the pulpits.
No, not here. Not in America.
And it hasn't for 50 years, has it? Where did you learn the hard truths? Not from the pulpit, I would wager. Digging on your own problem.
No.
Paul saw that coming.
Paul did.
It's time to get off with the bottle and to get on to the
meat.
So 2,000 years we've been talking about this.
Jude said the same thing.
He did.
So, I don't know. I want to have some hope that there are people, young people, middle-aged people, old people, that are maybe realizing, you know, because if you listen to any kind of decent news, you know that we're not going in the right way.
If you believe Revelation 2 and 3, the churches, and I do, the statistics are not in our
not
favor.
Good.
Two-sevenths of the church believes to be raptured. That's not half.
No.
So you ask me, do I think it's getting better? What's the answer?
The answer is we have to keep trying.
Absolutely.
You know, that. I mean, that's all we can do.
That's our mission.
That's all we can do. So, crazy.
And obviously in this group, we know what we know what we know. But I don't know how much luck you're having reaching out to people. But I'm pretty much shunned by my family and certainly people that I would think would come quickly running back to Jesus. I don't see it happening. Maybe you guys are having better success rates than I am.
I don't know.
I try to talk Democrats from Christian view, and I've got a ton of friends. So, oh, I'm a good, wonderful Christian. I'm just a Democrat. And I can't tell them, well, that.
So you're
not
wonderful, you murder babies.
Yeah, but
wonderful is that?
I've never converted any of them. So.
No, I haven't had any luck. In fact, most people like that don't want to talk to me.
Well, we have heard stories that some have, like that transgender that found God after.
Yes.
And there's a big story about that big video on it.
Yes.
That she, so there are some.
Yes.
We don't know how many. Mm-hmm. I mean,
I'm just asking personally. How,
but personally, mm-hmm. I've got a friend that I've talked to. He believes in God. He's coming around.
Good.
But on the same note, he really wasn't that far off. So, but the other ones, no, they're pretty much set in their ways. God is love, so.
I've got family members that have taken the vaccine.
Same here. Well, yeah.
I was talking to Mike Delaney today, and his granddaughter, who's only 2 or 3 months old, has been in the hospital with 2 bacterial infections that she got in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Her mother had a COVID shot when she was at the beginning of her 9th month.
Oh.
And you think,
what are they thinking?
Why? What was she thinking?
What? It's just unbelievable. It truly is.
Well, it may go back to reading the deal yesterday, maybe, that in Dallas, I think it's Dallas, that one of the Methodist hospital there, that they mandated by June 7th, all employees had mm-hmm. to be vaccinated. If you weren't, your job was gone.
Mm-hmm.
178 people lost their jobs. They took it to court and the judge upheld the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
You're kidding.
No, yeah, that's
that
right.
They were doing that to protect mm-hmm. the patients.
This is in Texas, too.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Some college, I read this week, the whole college.
Yes, there are some of the colleges that if you want to attend.
College said you had to be vaccinated, you couldn't go to school.
That won't stand before the courts, though. I mean, if they take it further, because your HIPAA rights will supersede that.
Well, that all depends on how far it's in on
well,
in
true.
This too, so
that,
I mean,
again,
that's possible.
Again, that's true.
They're gonna,
there's a lot of stuff that we think that wouldn't have happened that's happened.
That's true.
They know who's taken this shot and who hasn't. I know when I took my mother-in-law, they have all, they're typing on the computer.
Oh, it's all in.
It's all in there. They know exactly who has the shots and who doesn't.
Sure they do. Of course they've got a database.
They do.
Of course they do.
I'm sure it's being fed into the nation, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Oh, yes.
There's
absolutely.
2 lists.
Absolutely.
The ones that have and the ones that haven't.
No. Yeah, I'm just saying, they know who's had it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean,
but do
be.
They know who pretended to get it on national TV? Do they have a list
and
of those people? You know that was
yeah.
all fake.
Oh,
you know
yeah.
it was.
Those wrong.
Yeah, Project Veritas just released a video of CBS faking a.
Faking it?
Yeah, they didn't have enough people. They made people pretend that
they were
come in.
Yeah, supposedly Biden wants 70% by. Of Americans by July 4th, is that right?
Yeah.
I thought I saw that there was 60 or 70. I mean, just in the last couple of days, that it was to 60 or 70.
I can't believe that many people took that.
I don't believe that.
I just.
I wonder if that's a.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't believe that.
Well, see how it begins to spread out into other areas of your lifestyle, though.
Mm-hmm.
The grocery stores, the banks,
mm-hmm.
the, you know.
Have you noticed that people that are vaccinated are angry? If they find out you've not had your shots, jabs, they're very angry about it. They're belligerent, in fact.
Mm-hmm.
They're snobby.
Mm-hmm.
So here's my question.
And
is something in that shot that changes personality?
That's what I've been hearing.
It could be.
A lot of people have
anger,
changed.
Seeking to set groups against each other
yeah.
to cause internal strife,
division.
To cause civil war. I mean, just saying, just questioning.
Well, if Bill Gates was successful with the God gene, that would make sense.
That's true.
Canceling out the God gene?
Mm-hmm.
No one can cancel that.
Well,
he thinks he can, I think. I don't know.
Radicals.
Yeah. We are the radicals, aren't we? You guys are so out of control.
But that's what I don't understand.
Put those flags down right now.
That's right.
Why would they kill the compliant when we're the ones that they would like
because
to
they're they don't want any more people eating.
Mm-hmm.
They want 75% of the earthlings gone because they're eaters.
Right.
They're also trying to genetically modify, and I saw something about this. They want to genetically modify people so that they get sick at the sight of red meat. So that way we can get to
the veggie greeny,
which is actually more modified. It's them creating. They're creating
the
life
GMOs,
by that. By
the GMOs,
that.
They can feed them and tweak them to be.
What are they going to do with all them animals if they don't eat them?
There won't be all those animals.
No,
if those animals just run them wild, they'll just.
Well, the elite will herd. They'll still be eating red meat.
Yeah, don't kid yourself. The elite will
be like in India, where
well,
they don't eat the cattle.
Yeah.
I mean, they give up what they.
Travis,
it's
get
in
on
your
lap.
Pocket.
I think it's on your lap or in your pocket. It's going to fall on your lap, I think.
Yeah, it's a wash. You'll find it.
Oh, there he is.
Oh, dear.
Well, and it could be just like the buffalo. Didn't they destroy the buffalo?
Oh, they did.
Shoot them.
Yeah.
Yep.
That is true.
And they rotted in the sun.
Yeah. So I'm just saying, we don't know. I mean, yes, if they're let loose, they would prosper, but who's to say?
I've seen a deal. They were doing a whole bunch of research mixing human genes with animal genes. They said it's all real wonderful, like pigs and stuff, because they're trying to get pigs to grow human hearts and organs so they can take it out.
It's
and
a transplant.
Transplant
yeah.
it into a human.
I'd rather die.
Give them a new kidney or something out of a pig.
That's called Genesis 6.
Well,
the days of Noah.
I mean, anatomically, the hog is the closest to the human that there is, their heart. I mean,
mm-hmm.
they take the valve off a pig's heart and put it in a person's
yes.
valve for.
Okay, so it might not take much, but they're trying to make it more and more human, which I thought was kind of doctor's mad scientist crap.
It is. It's Genesis 6.
They'll take it further.
Well, pigs actually live just like people who like socialism, because they just lay there and wait for somebody to feed them. They really do, don't they? I'm not lying, you guys. They're socialists in disguise. And Bill's telling us how close they are to humans, so there you go. Talk about devolving. Goodness. Yeah, and I don't get it anymore, but I have a Southern Living magazine. I was noticing there was a barbecue place and they in the South someplace, and they were saying this was good and this was good, but we really recommend the pig's ears. Does anybody eat pig's ears?
Vietnamese do. It's like chicharrón, it's basically, but it's a pig's ear.
You can eat about anything off of an animal, actually, if you
really
want to.
The hooves would be tough.
Yeah.
It'd be real tough.
What about the pig's
fish? What about the brains?
The brains?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, people eat brain, but they're not.
I've seen that in the show once, and it looks just like a brain.
Yeah, you scramble it.
It is a brain.
Yeah.
Well, it was pig's brain, but it looked just like a human brain.
Yeah.
Puked right there. Look at that.
I believe that.
Be butchering our meat.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah,
that's
brain.
Good.
I'll eat anything but that.
But brain?
Yeah, I won't eat the brain. And I won't eat balut. Won't do it. Balut is the chicks in the egg.
Oh,
my daughter's mother-in-law used to just...
Oh.
That was like the delicate. She was from the Philippines.
They say it's so.
I can't even. They bury them. Don't they? Don't they bury
them?
There's some kind of egg that they,
there
with the chicken in it, they bury too, and they dig it up like 30 days later and eat it. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Well, it would, but I guess they have an immunity to it because they eat it. So their body recognizes it. Wow.
Circling around.
Mm.
That might make me throw up too.
Yeah, just the thought of it. On page 38 is part of what Travis was talking about, the position of man. And it says, "Thou hast crowned him, wonder of wonders to the amazed angel, God crowned man." And he did it himself, which evidently was a big deal. He didn't have one of the other angels do it. And it doesn't really tell us what the crown looks like, does it? But it had to be something significant for the angels to get excited about it. And like Travis, it put them just a tiny bit lower.
And that starts the root of the devil's problems, is
mm-hmm.
jealousy.
Mm-hmm.
When man was created,
mm-hmm.
he couldn't stand it.
Yeah.
Because we looked like God, too.
Mm-hmm.
They don't. Satan's probably reptilian looking.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, most people believe he is. And we don't look like that.
Thank goodness.
Jesus said, "You want to know what God looks like? You've seen me."
Mm-hmm.
Jesus looked like a man. He didn't walk around looking like a reptilian. He looked like a man.
Mm-hmm.
That's what God looks like. Now, he may have darker hair than we do or whatever, but doesn't matter. That's what Satan doesn't like. He can't stand you. And people that worship him and that follow him, they don't get it. He hates them, too.
Yes, he does. And he will destroy them.
He will destroy
yes.
them.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Because they look like God.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. And you think they could figure that out.
No.
But they don't. They don't. And it says that he was crowned with glory and honor. And then that goes into what I can't remember where it's at. Maybe that's the circle she was talking about. But that when man no longer deserve the glory and honor, then that was taken away.
Yeah.
And that, you know, as Christians, that's what we try to emulate Jesus.
That's why we have to get that glorified body at the rapture.
Mm-hmm.
We get that.
Yes. Then. I can't wait.
It just says, man was crowned with glory. He fell from the glory. Through Jesus Christ, he can return.
Yes. What page is that on?
40.
Okay, I was a page off. Thank you.
Paragraph.
Yeah. This whole circle thing was interesting. Have any of you read that before? Where everything is circular? And then she talked about, was that at the beginning of the chapter where she talked about those 10 volumes? Do you guys know what I'm talking about? That author from way back. And she said that's where she got...
Oh, that old.
Yes.
Right, yes.
Had you ever heard of that?
No.
And it was on the glory?
Yes. No, I had never heard that.
No. It would be interesting to see if that's... It sounds like they're just little books.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But she said it really opened her eyes. And then in that same chapter, she talks about, you know, the glory of God having to be behind the thick curtain for the holy... Not God behind. Well, yeah, God was on the other side.
Yes.
And the high priest had
one
to be.
Year.
Yep. And they had bells on them.
In case they died.
Yes.
In the presence,
they could
drag him
pull
out.
Him out. That would make sense. Because they wouldn't want him rotting in there.
Mm-hmm.
So, next to the mercy seat, that's for sure.
Is this where they said that sometimes they're about the priest? Being with their feet out so they could.
Yes.
So they could.
So if they fell.
Yeah.
They
yeah
could,
so they're,
they
could
hook,
get to them without.
Hook their feet with a rod and.
That's crazy.
We don't understand who God is.
Right.
That's why this fire and so. He's not kidding.
Mm-hmm.
You can't stand before him now. That's why you have to get.
Mm-hmm.
You have to get your glorified body to be in his presence.
So, this is a question for you, Linda. If John didn't die and he's with God, he would have to have a glorified body, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, don't you have to die?
Now, that's that's a good question. He wouldn't have to be with God. He could be with Jesus.
Yeah.
Because there's a separation in heaven, too.
Mm-hmm.
And Enoch did not die.
No, he didn't.
And
Elijah did.
Elijah. And mm-hmm. I do think that when we see John talking to different... We've always called them angels, but they're personages. I think he's talking to Enoch, and I think he's talking to Elijah, and I think he's talking to... I think John is talking to those guys because they may be in a separated place of heaven,
mm-hmm.
away from God Almighty, because they are still not dead. Enoch didn't die either.
No, he didn't.
And he's right, Ezekiel.
Mm-hmm.
Not Ezekiel.
Elijah.
Elijah didn't
mm-hmm.
die either. So... That's how I explain it. They're fellowshipping with Jesus.
So, but they will eventually, if they want to be in the presence of God, they're going...
They'll get it.
They'll,
when they get killed as witnesses.
Witnesses, then they'll
they
get it.
They are raptured into
that makes sense.
Body, like we are.
Mm-hmm.
We get raptured into our... And they do too. That's another rapture. Those.
So they're looking forward to that.
They're looking forward to it. They know they've got a mission, though.
Mm-hmm. Just like Jesus Christ did.
Absolutely. And they're fellowshipping with him.
Mm-hmm.
Even though they would be part of the Old Testament saints.
Yes.
That when the new church is drafted in the Old Testament saints,
are going to
Christ first.
Mm-hmm.
The old,
yeah. Then they
when
get
the Old Testament saints go, they're part of that.
They're part of that new getting
that
glorified body.
Yeah, they go then.
Yeah. And they're all, anyone that's died is a spiritual self is in the presence of God. Because your body's not there to get burnt up. Your spirit can be in front of God. Your body cannot be.
Mm-hmm.
So, but the ones that are not dead, like John and Elijah
mm-hmm.
and
Enoch,
they're not in God's presence.
Mm-hmm.
They can't be.
That's
well,
true.
In their human body.
But Moses saw God's back.
Mm-hmm.
He was pretty close. So.
He was in the cleft of the rock. I contend, and I can't
yeah.
prove it, that Jesus was sheltering him. The only thing that makes sense to me. Jesus was bridging the gap like he always does for us between God and man. Jesus was that shelter.
Did Moses have that glow about him until he was taken?
Yes.
Till he went up to the mountain and died?
I don't think it ever changed.
Huh.
I mean, it talked about whenever they would make camp, and Moses would leave the camp and go out to the tent.
Yeah.
That was set up outside the camp to be with God, about the glow that came.
It was like
camp.
A radiance.
I forgot about that. I'll have to
God.
Go back and read that.
I don't think it ever changed.
Wow.
But see the cleft of the rock, I think we have to understand.
Mm-hmm.
I think Jesus bridged the gap between God and Moses like he does us. he shields us from that fire right now. We can be in God's presence, but we've got Jesus covering.
Mm-hmm.
But we can't stand in his presence till we get our glorified body. We just cannot.
No, that's for sure. On page 42, she talks about the New Testament calls God's plans mysteries.
Yes.
And the translation of that was sacred secret. Something concealed that can be revealed. And a lot of that, some of it we understand now, but some of it we won't know till we get to heaven, is what I thought. And we probably don't spend enough time thinking about the mysteries like they did way back when.
Biggest mystery in the whole Bible was that God concealed us to the Old Testament saints.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't know the Gentiles were going to be let in. In fact,
yeah.
He didn't reveal it until he revealed it to Paul.
Mm-hmm.
And when Paul got that secret, and he went to Peter, and he went to Andrew, and he went to John, they argued with him.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not for the Gentiles. And Paul said it is. This is the mystery the
mm-hmm.
whole Bible is talking about. We didn't know it until just now. That and Peter was not super pleased about us being let in. He came around.
Yeah.
He was probably glad to see Paul. He was like, you can take the riff.
Yeah,
out.
You
can. I'll take
the juice.
Yeah.
That's
I'll
right.
The upper class. You get south of the tracks.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's
but Paul never wavered on that because God told him.
Uh-huh.
Well, it's like how you talked about the prophets. They would see things, but because of
mm-hmm.
not being in that time frame, they couldn't explain what was happening.
Right.
Just like they couldn't explain us because
it's a mystery.
Yeah.
And it was, God kept it a mystery, too.
Yes.
How in the world could the pigs of the Gentiles be let in is basically what they thought, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
We supposed to, other Daniel and them, Daniel and Revelation both said in the end times more and more will be known.
It is.
So
being
are we going to get to understand
way more about...
Don't you feel
like you know more than you knew 10 years ago about the Bible?
Yeah. I suppose. I still don't understand.
Well, we'll never understand all of it. But I think every week when we study, something else
I do too.
Is unlocked. And I'm going, oh, I never saw that before.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as you study, I feel like that's happening all over for
mm-hmm.
people that are studying the Bible.
Well, and that's why a book like this.
Yeah.
I mean, she brings up things that should be self-evident.
Like the gap theory.
Yeah, but or, you know, the mysteries or the circle. I just hadn't thought about it. And it helps you to understand from beginning to end.
It does.
You know? And my parents didn't know that stuff.
Mm-mm.
They were too busy working. I mean, rural America, it was Sunday. That was it, pretty much, you know.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I know, like, David's family, his dad would read a little bit out of the Bible, but, I mean, we got up at 5.
I went right to work.
Yeah, and hurry up and eat something because you weren't going to get anything for a while. I mean, it was just a different culture, you know. So... But I still think they're better off than we are today.
Uh-huh.
Very much so. And then chapter 7 talks about that was a really short chapter.
Yeah.
The divine circles. Is this where she talks about those 10 books?
I think so.
I've got to see if those books are available.
That would be cool.
It would be. Because Mitch, oh yeah, it is. 1928, The Philosophy of the Cross.
Mm-hmm. That then you put probably out of print.
Probably. Sometimes you can
but
get
sometimes
them.
Sometimes they do reprint those.
Yeah, they do. And Billy Graham wrote for the cover of her biography, which I don't, you know, not that I think Bill. I kind of cringe every time something comes on about Billy Graham on the radio. But I do think that maybe there's something there that would be interesting to read, because she seems to really enjoy it. A.E. Mitchell said, all Bible doctrine is built and runs its course in circular form. And he talked about the mission of Jesus, came from the Father, and came to the world. Leaves the world and goes to the Father. So.
And coming back to the
world. Yeah. And that's what we want to do is leave the world and
go to the Father.
Go to the Father.
Yeah.
So. But I enjoyed these three chapters and I learned a lot. I don't know about you guys.
Yeah.
But I thought she does a good job. So I thought for next time we would go ahead and read 10 chapters.
Yeah.
How about 8, 9 and 10? Does that sound good? It's a little bit more than this because that one chapter was super short this week. It is 69. It's 15 pages.
That's actually
in a month.
Less than last time.
Okay, is it?
Yep.
In 1 month. That's fair.
That's good. So I'm going to put down 8, 9, and 10 for July. No, yeah, July.
Yeah.
Not 8, 9, and 10. 9, 10, and 11.
Eight,
no.
Eight.
Because originally we were going to do chapter 8, but then we changed.
We didn't finish.
That's right. 8,
so
9, and 10 will be July. Is there anything anybody else wants to add that stuck out in your mind or you were surprised by?
The one thing I thought about was on 49 where it talked about the rain and snow and that's down,
mm-hmm.
where it says it came down earthward and then it returned heavenward as a natural process of evaporation, but it wouldn't until it produced fruit. The way I look at that, I mean, especially in a farming community, I look at a seed time harvest. I looked at like they came downward. It's like that's man. Then returned, that was the spirit going back up. But the fruit that it produced was you send the word out, you bring people to Christ.
That's good.
And that's the fruit that's being
that's
from
good.
The harvest. The word you put out
mm-hmm.
is the harvest. And then the harvest is the people coming back
mm-hmm.
where they go back the glory back to God. So that's another circle.
Yes. What page is that on?
49.
49. I'm going to reread that. That's, yeah. I like this pen, Linda.
It's yours, babe.
No, I.
Doesn't it say Phil?
Yeah, it says Linda Pierce. It's a personal pen.
Ooh.
It's fancy. No, that's awesome. I like that.